This is program number LW2625. I once saw a cross so big it was as high as the church in front of which it stood. It was made of railroad steel, and it was very dramatic, and I was moved, and I was impressed as I walked by and away from it. Hi, this is Larry West. I once saw a cross so lovely, it was a work of art, carved and polished. It was made to look both strong and delicate, and I was moved, and I was impressed as I walked by and away from it. There was once a cross not so high, not so lovely. It was not a work of art. Rough, full of splinters, uneven, unsymmetrical. Its simple history. Unfathomable. You talk about capital punishment. That's what the cross was a long time ago. The cross was so detested by people 2,000 years ago that a Jew once wrote, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth on it." Of course, that's exactly how others felt too. For example, it was the Romans that wrote, "Let the very name of the cross be far away, not only from the body of a Roman citizen, but even from his thoughts, his eyes, his ears." Crucifixion on a cross was detested. It was one of the earliest means of taking care of criminals. A man's body would be placed lengthwise and crosswise onto the two sharpened stakes. The Romans usually would scourge the victim, that is, they would beat him with a whip having several strands of leather, on the ends of which there were fastened pieces of metal or glass, to cut through the skin of the victim's back. Then, after beating him in such a way, they would take the victim out and hang him on a cross. I say they would take him out. The victim usually carried his own cross, or at least the upright beam of it, to the place where he was going to be executed. If he was tied to the cross, nothing further was usually done. He was just left there to die, from starvation mostly. But if the victim happened to be nailed to the cross, some kind of stupefying drink was given to him in order to deaden his agony. There was some kind of a tablet placed under his feet so that he could help hold his own body up. Sometimes a tablet would be fastened to the cross underneath the trunk of his body so that he could sort of sit there on the cross itself. Sometimes it was placed under his feet. To die by a crucifixion was indescribable pain. Here's how the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia describes it. The suffering of death by crucifixion was intense, especially in hot climates. Severe inflammation, coupled with the bleeding of the jagged wounds, produced traumatic fever, which was aggravated by the exposure to the heat of the sun, the strained position of the body, and insufferable thirst. The wounds swelled about the rough nails, and the torn and lacerated tendons and nerves caused excruciating agony. The arteries of the head and stomach were surcharged with blood, and a terrific throbbing headache would always come. The mind was confused and filled with anxiety. The victim of crucifixion literally died a thousand deaths. I once saw a cross so big, it was as high as the church in front of which it stood. It was made of railroad steel, and it was very dramatic, and I was moved, and I was impressed as I walked by and away from it. I once saw a cross so lovely. It was a work of art, carved and polished. It was made to look both strong and delicate. And I was moved, and I was impressed as I walked by and away from it. There was a cross not so high, not so lovely. It was not a work of art, rough, full of splinters, uneven, unsymmetrical. Its simple history, unfathomable. And I cannot walk by it, and I cannot walk away from it. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that discusses that most unfathomable cross of history. And this Bible course is yours free. Why don't you write me for it? It's absolutely free. There's no cost, no obligation. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.